Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes as we begin this week together in God's Word. Today we are in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Now here, Timothy, a young Christian from Asia Minor, was the son of a Jewish mother and a Greek father, and he had become a companion and an assistant to Paul in his missionary work. In today's reading, Paul gives general instructions for life in the church, along with warnings against false teachings. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 1 at verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by order of God our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, may God the Father, in Christ Jesus our Lord, give you grace, mercy, and peace. I want you to stay in Ephesus, just as I urged you when I was on my way to Macedonia. Some people there are teaching false doctrines, and you must order them to stop. Tell them to give up those legends and those long lists of ancestors, which only produce arguments. They do not serve God's plan, which is known by faith. The purpose of this order is to arouse the love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. Some people have turned away from these and have lost their way in foolish discussions. They want to be teachers of God's law, but they do not understand their own words or matters about which they speak with so much confidence. We know that the law is good if it is used as it should be used. It must be remembered, of course, that the laws are made not for good people, but for lawbreakers and criminals, for the godless and the sinful, and for those who are not religious or spiritual, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for the immoral, for sexual perverts, for kidnappers, for those who lie and give false testimony, or who do anything else contrary to sound doctrine. That teaching is found in the gospel that was entrusted to me to announce the good news from the glorious and blessed God. I give thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength for my work. I thank him for considering me worthy and appointing me to serve him, even though in the past I spoke evil of him and persecuted and insulted him. But God was merciful to me because I did not have faith and so did not know what I was doing. And our Lord poured out his abundant grace on me and gave me the faith and love which are ours in union with Christ Jesus. This is a true saying, to be completely accepted and believed. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them. But God was merciful to me in order that Christ Jesus might show his full patience in dealing with me, the worst of sinners, as an example for all those who would later believe in him and receive eternal life. To the eternal King, immortal and invisible, the only God, to him be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my child, I entrust to you this command, which is in accordance with the words of prophecy spoken in the past about you. Use those words as weapons in order to fight well, and keep your faith and a clear conscience. Some people have not listened to their conscience and have made a ruin of their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have punished by handing them over to the power of Satan. This will teach them to stop their blasphemy. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, where Paul writes, "This is a true saying, to be completely accepted and believed. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." You know, beloved, one of the problems that Paul always endured, as we have spoken about constantly in our services, is what we call the Judaizers, those who would want to mix law with faith, to say you have to be a Jew first and then become a Christian, because after all, Jesus was a Jew first. And so Paul gives stern warnings here that the keeping of the Jewish calendar, all of the feasts and observing whatever fasts and everything that are out there, will not help your faith walk. And after all, we are children of faith. Beloved, it might be fun to observe certain traditions and whatever, because it helps us think that we have some small part in our own salvation. But the bottom line is that it's by grace that we're saved through faith and not that of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And if there was anything that any of us could do in some small way, any small way, to help earn our salvation, well, then we would have something that we could boast about. But praise God, we have nothing to boast about, because Jesus paid the full price for our sin so that we might know what it means to have the full forgiveness of God. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, you are my teacher and guide, and you provide godly people along life's path to offer wisdom and guidance in my faith journey. Help me to recognize such teachers and mentors that I may open myself to their wisdom and grow in my knowledge of you. Amen. Well, beloved, this brings our Monday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul provides instruction for church worship. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.